You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we have Joseph and Sharwe. Have I said that right?
Sharwe.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to Lucy.
Sharwe.
She has the most sexiest voice in the world.
Oh my God.
Lucy, I love Lucy.
Hi, I love you too.
Oh, nice.
It's like love at first sight.
Yeah.
It's like first sound, I guess.
I think this is yours, Lucy.
No, it's okay. Let's all take part in this.
No, I give up.
So it's been a while since we have had music from you guys.
Yeah, but yeah, we're back.
Where have you been?
Oh my goodness, all over the place, eh? Just promoting our new album and our new single elsewhere. Yeah,
we should point out we've not actually said this is MadCon yet.
Hello people,
we're MadCon.
We are MadCon.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, okay.
And we're just mad.
So now, you know, we've been around, we've toured like the whole continent, we've toured the States, I just got a child 11 months ago. And
oh wow.
We've been busy.
We like the fact that you're back with this awesome new song out
on
the summer, because
it
means we're going to play something else apart from Begging for a change, which we do still play pretty much.
Yeah, we love Begging.
Wonderful.
Well, that's cool.
And we still get requests for it. People still love it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
That's wonderful.
Did you know when you made that song that you were going to be onto such a good thing?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because I was more emotional at the time because I just got dumped. That's the reason why we made the song, because this chick dumped me and I was at this place feeling really emotional. And then the DJ was playing the original by Frankie Valli, and everything he was singing was like, oh my God, that's me. And yeah, so my manager and Joseph always thanked me for getting dumped.
I've never been so happy for heartache before.
Now, of course, you are here over in the UK, so we're guessing every time you come over, you must have certain, I don't know, but whenever you go abroad to the same place, you have certain rituals or certain places you have to go, certain food you have to eat.
No, but every single time I come, I'm trying to get to see an Arsenal game, but I'm always too late or too early or out of season.
You didn't want to see the last one. They got beaten by Birmingham.
I know. I saw it yesterday and I cried. Oh, yeah, I cried.
Oh, at least you cried for them. You showed your support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever have anything like fish and chips when you come over here? Do you indulge in stuff like that?
Charlie likes it. I don't really like fish and chips, man.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Okay, what about tea and cake?
But we have tea and cake in Norway as well.
But you need to go and have like high tea at a proper, like the Ritz or...
Yeah, like a cream tea or something. Like
that. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your record company should give you an experience like that, a proper London experience.
I think they should. Yeah. Get them to pick up the tab.
Man, I'm right here to sip tea. I want to hit the club or something, man. You know?
Well, you could start your afternoon with a bit of champagne as well whilst you eat your sandwiches.
Exactly. You can have the sandwiches and the tea and champagne, but at least then you've lined your stomach with some food.
That's weird. Lucy and Alex are weird people, man.
That's really interesting.
I've never heard that before.
Go out and just get on it.
Yeah. Well, it's a good plan.
All right, let's check out your latest song. Can you introduce it for us, guys? We're going to play it now.
What's up, people? We go by the name Matt Connor. We the greatest hip-hop group in the universe.
And this is our newest single, and it's called Outrun the Sun. Right here.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Dion Bromfield is back with us.
She's taller. Now, last time we saw you, you were just 13.
I know.
Now you're 15. And you were teeny tiny. But the first thing that you said to me when I walked into the studio was, I'm taller than last time you saw me.
It's been nearly 2 years.
I know.
It's frightening how quickly that's gone.
I know. It's all been good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's happened in those 2 years?
Well, I've been away recording my second album. And now it's finished.
You swanned off to LA for some of that, didn't you?
That was really exciting. Summer.
Yeah, how long did you spend there? The whole summer then?
We spent 2 weeks there.
Yeah.
And that was really nice in LA. Sun every day.
Oh,
that's like a 15-year-old girl's dream to be chilling in LA recording music.
It was really good. And the people I met as well. And it's so cool because in one of the places I was working, the studio was all glass. And it's on the like top of the hills. And you literally just see everything. And I was just like, wow, that was amazing.
A bit of a taste of that sort of life.
I know.
Did you get time to sort of hit the shops or anything? Because LA's got some cool shops.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was working every day. I was only off one Sunday, but my mate from school was actually in LA. So we went to Venice Beach And that was really cool.
It's mental there, isn't it?
There's like a man and he wears a turban and like a nappy and nothing else. And he rolls on roller skates playing the guitar. And have you heard about the Bushman?
No,
the Bushman, no.
Oh, this happened to us when we were in LA. There's like a man and they call them hobos or whatever in America. And he basically, because he's got nowhere to live, he lives in a bush and he gets leaves from the bush and sticks them on himself and hides in the bush and you random just walk past, just checking out whatever, and he will just jump out at you randomly.
Oh my God, that's scary.
Eight to three people, we know.
Now, of course, we need to talk about the new music as well, because last time it was a lot of covers on the previous album and this is all more original stuff. Yeah. So how much of a hand did you have in writing it all?
Well, there's 13 tracks on the album and I wrote 11 of them, or co-wrote 11 of them.
Nice work.
So that was good. It was really good.
Now, we should talk about your involvement with Diggy Simmons, because he is the son of Rev Run and he's been seen on Run's House, which I love watching. Now, last time I think, because he's only young himself, isn't
he? Yeah, he's 15 too.
Oh, so were you two friends before, or was it this sort of all come about afterwards?
Actually, to be honest, I only knew him from Run's House. I didn't even know he could rap. And then when I'd done Yeah Right, someone was like, we need to get a rapper on this. And I was like, oh, who are we going to do? So we looked at Tinchy and Tiny.
Yeah.
But we were just like, it could work, but there was just something, that extra thing missing. And then someone said Diggy Simmons. And I was like, isn't he like a reality show person? I didn't really know he rapped. And they're like, no, look him up. So I looked him up and I was like, oh my God, you actually are amazing. And then when I found out he was the same age as me, I was like, that is works. Brilliant, yeah.
Let's play the song. Dion, can you introduce it for us?
This song is Yeah Right.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Dion Bromfield still with us on the show.
Yay.
Some of these quotes on your press that's been sent out are pretty... I would say they're quite overwhelming. if someone was saying this about me, it wouldn't make any sense because it's wrong. Dion is spectacular. Dame Shirley Bassey's successor is found at last. That's the one that stands out.
I know.
That's put a little bit of pressure on you, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a lot of pressure, but for someone to say that, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Really amazing. And considering that, from also other stuff I've read about you, is it true that before you actually were told by many other people, including Amy as well, that you could sing? You didn't really think you could?
No, I never thought I could sing. And I used to think people were just taking the mic. Because you know when people you sing and some people are just like, oh, that's really good. And it's like, no, it isn't.
You're like, are they telling the truth or not?
Yeah. So I just thought people were joking about. And then obviously once Amy was like, I'm going to sign you up, I was like, okay, maybe this must be real now.
Exactly. So
that was, who's the nicest person you've come across?
Do you know, probably Justin Bieber's really the nicest person I've met. Probably. And plus he's my age. Well, he's not my age, but near enough
close.
My age. Yeah. So it's a bit easier to talk to someone.
Where did you meet him?
I actually met him last year at the record label, and then I met him at the Brits this year.
Oh, brilliant.
So that was really good.
And is he someone whose music you love anyway?
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
And all you your can't friends. Say otherwise.
I bet you're
mate. You'll have
so
a mob
jealous.
After you.
No, he is really good. He's the one on everyone's lips at the moment.
But it's kind of it's like a parallel between the two of you, as in the way that you're sort of mentored by Amy and he's mentored by Usher.
Yeah.
I suppose you've got that kind of connection as well, which is really nice.
It is good. It's good to relate to somebody.
Thanks very much for coming to see us again.
You.
And
thank
for doing
you.
Live tracks for us. Can you choose a song maybe from the chart at the moment that you love for us to play? Now?
Jesse J, Price Tag.
Amazing. Label Mates, brilliant.
Yes.
Nice one.
Excellent. Dion, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. Indemand.fm. You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with Ben from Fenix Solar on the phone. This is a very important phone call for several reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about Fenix Solar and the brand new single Stop and Stare. We also want to say hello to Ben. So say hello, Ben.
Hello.
And we need to wish you well and a speedy recovery because you've been diagnosed with the early stages of testicular cancer.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so when did you find out?
I found out a couple of weeks ago, basically. Of course, this kind of throws a spanner in the works and the C word has a lot of kind of, you know, worry and doubt about it. But I'm feeling fine, actually, and the four of us are in good spirits and kind of working as hard as we usually work. So it hasn't derailed us one bit at the minute. So
And you're sort of raising awareness of this as well by donating the proceeds from your upcoming single to the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, I think, you know, it's a difficult decision to kind of even be public with it. But I think, you know, if we can raise some awareness for the good work that they do, then it just seemed like, you know, it seemed like an obvious move to make, really, and they're supporting us. And, you know, I think it's important to kind of, if you have any kind of level of, I suppose, being in the public eye, then I think it is good to raise awareness for it. So,
definitely. And yeah. I think, especially with Teenage Cancer Trust or in young people, because a lot of people often associate any kind of cancer with someone who's older.
Of course,
but of course it affects many, many people who are younger. For you, what were the initial warning signs? Just to kind of give other people the idea in case anything could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone should at least read about it and kind of familiarise yourself with signs for it. And I think, you know, checking yourself is an important thing to do, and it's certainly how I found out. And, I think it's knowing the facts and not being kind of scared to know about the facts and also scared to kind of check yourself. And I think the important thing to do, I suppose, is to be open about it and, you know, with your doctor. And if you've kind of got any worries about anything, to actually just kind of make the effort to go and see them, because, you know, it can mean a lot. So yeah, that's what I'd advise, I think.
I think especially with younger people as well, they may feel they don't want to talk to their doctors because they get all like funny. But I see like with girls having their cervical smear tests, we get all funny about that, you know?
Yeah, but girls, you know, you're given the advice more often than boys are, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that someone, you know, we've got someone like you here, like you say, you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
And obviously it's awful that you have got cancer, but at the same time, like you say, as long as you can raise awareness and we know you're going to get better, which is the main thing.
Yeah, totally. And I think if we can, you know, if we can help, you know, a few people to, you know, if they have got it that they find out through this, then that's a positive. But, you know, I think for us, you know, being in a band, you obviously become very kind of sucked in with just being in a band. And it takes something like this for you to kind of step back and kind of appreciate things and also appreciate, you know, the lot of people that kind of work in the kind of healthcare industry and people that are looking after me now that, you know, do an amazing job. So, you know, for me, it's definitely given me a kind of an appreciation of what we're achieving as band. And if we can help other people, then that's great.
Okay,
beyond the chemo and the recovery, what's in store for the band then?
Well, like actually this week, as you guys kind of rang just now, we're actually doing a bit of writing this week, which is actually kind of something we haven't had a chance to do in the last kind of couple of months. So, we're kind of in this week. We're kind of been currently taking a step back and doing writing, but in the bigger picture, our single's coming out on the 18th of April. A track called "Stop and Stare," which the proceeds go into Teenage Cancer Trust, and we've just a few hours ago actually just announced the rescheduling of our UK tour that we've had to put back. And I think for the four of us was probably the difficult thing really was postponing that tour because it was something we were really looking forward to kind of doing and getting out and playing. So that's been put back to just after the festival season. You know, lots of festivals, things like Glastonbury and V, I think, and Lovebox and Oxygen, Tea in the Park, things like that. So.
Okay, so the tour now has been rescheduled to the 20th of September is the first date in Peterborough.
Yeah, that's right.
So your local hometown, sort of.
I know.
That'll be pretty cool though, won't it?
It'll be good. I remember going, my brother who's also in the band, Ross, I remember the two of us went to go and see Pigeon Detectors because one of our friends was supporting them. And it's the biggest kind of venue in this area. We don't have many venues, and it is, you know, actually one that's quite a big venue. And I remember going to see Pigeon Detectors and kind of seeing their bus parked around and thinking, you know, I'd like to get to the stage where we could actually play this venue. So, yeah, for a local kind of hometown thing, it is a bit of a milestone. So
quite special.
Good fun, yeah.
And, of course, you mentioned the festivals. Will you be heading out to do Ibiza Rocks this year?
Ibiza Rocks and Mallorca Rocks are booked. I'm not quite sure what the dates are or who we're playing with, but I know they fall in July. So, definitely.
Can we work on, because I want to get rid of Lucy for a few days from the show.
Thanks.
So we spend a lot of time together. And she likes Ibiza a lot. Can I send her with you to Ibiza for a couple of days? Is that okay?
We have some flight cases that I think can fit some, you know, fit
brilliant.
A human being in. So
she looks good in the bikini, Ben, as well. So.
Is that a bonus? Is that okay? And as long as I get fed on the flight on the way out.
There we go.
And watered, so that's fine.
Done.
Okay, I'll be getting on that EasyJet flight or Jet 2, whoever, Monarch. We might end up getting the red-eye flight, the Monarch one, which is always fun. And obviously, apart from going out, say, to Ibiza and Mallorca, you mentioned the other festivals. Which one for you is going to be the most exciting one to perform at?
I think definitely Glastonbury is certainly one of those notorious festivals that that I went to as a paying punter. I've been there about three times. I think I'm definitely looking forward to doing that. We had a really good time at Lovebox, actually. Groove Armada, who some good friends of ours that we've done some previous tracks with and stuff. It's obviously their festival, and that's always a good laugh. And I don't know, you know, festivals. There's some amazing festivals that aren't kind of necessarily the bigger ones. Things like Blissfields, a festival we did last year that we're doing again this year. They've asked us back, and they're just fantastic kind of 10,000-15,000 person festivals that just have a really good atmosphere and usually kind of located in some very nice, tranquil kind of outskirts of some city. So, yeah, I think we're going to try and do as many of those as we can.
Wish you all the best with your recovery. Yeah, hope it's speedy.
Thank you.
And
we'll see you soon.
Get your band back out on the road and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, definitely.
Festivals will be here before you know it. I mean, yeah. It's going to fly by, isn't it? So good luck with the chemo and everything, mate. Yeah. And we hope you're okay.
And your mum will look after you.
Oh, she will.
She'll be amazing. Mums are great at things like that.
Lots of cups of tea. Yeah, all about business.
No, Ben, can you introduce your new song now for us, mate? We'll get it on.
Yeah, this is our new single. It's a track called Stop and Stare, and we hope you enjoy it.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Mike Posner is here.
Yeah! Woo woo! Hi.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Mike.
I might as well just leave right now.
I had two interviews with you already.
Yeah.
So maybe we should make it fair.
I think we should. So it's just me and you for this one and
can
the next one.
Can I monitor it, though? Can I just make sure it stays clean and stuff? Because I can see
you've
got your eye on it already.
You're the one that makes it dirty.
This is true.
Alex.
Well, sometimes the problem is if Alex leaves me on my own to do interviews, I'm not the dirty one, though, but other people just get really weird and funny. And I don't know how to handle it. So he's like my wingman. He needs to be here.
She does a very good impression of Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, Mike.
No, I do not. I
would ask you to do it,
down.
But I don't. I've never seen that movie, so I don't
know. I'm not like that at all, Mike. Alex is just talking rubbish.
I don't know what it is, so I didn't get that joke.
That's fine.
That's good. You don't need to know that joke. How are you anyway? Are you well?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, good. I've got to say thank you for the voicemail that you left me, because the first time you guys met, I was in London, mm-hmm. and the second time, I was ill. So thank you for avoiding me. No,
actually.
I'd never avoid you. I'd avoid Alex. I try, but it's hard when you work with him every day. But yeah, so it's nice to finally get to meet you.
It is.
It's good.
What have we missed in the time we've been apart?
I hope we get to meet in person someday.
Yeah, exactly.
It will. What have we missed since we saw you last then, Mike?
I don't know. Wait, how long ago did we speak?
I think it was before Christmas.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah,
before
it was.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I went home for Christmas.
Nice.
That was fun.
Did you eat lots?
I ate a gratuitous amount of food.
Good.
A gratuitous amount. And I just finished a bunch of shows in the UK. I played in London, in Birmingham, and Glasgow.
How is the crowd in Glasgow? Because a lot of people who play there always blooming love it, don't they?
Because they're a bit nutty.
Yeah.
They go crazy.
Mm.
I went too close to this group of girls, and they got a hold of, like, my arm. And usually, like, when a bunch of girls grab my arm, I like to consider myself fairly fit, you know? And I can get my arm back, you know? I can hold my own. But these Glasgow girls, I don't know. Like, they got a hold of me, and before I knew it, I was in the crowd.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't get back. Like, I was just stuck out there, and they got my other arm, and I couldn't even hold the mic to my face. So it was like,
oh,
nobody
God.
Was even singing.
So how did you get out alive?
Finally, like, the security guard jumped in there and pulled me back. I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Bit rough.
Yeah, all the groping and whatnot. I'm not mad at it, but I suppose, like, the rest of the people wanted to hear the songs and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
It's the Buckfast. They go mad for Buckfast, and that's why they get.
What
so
is aggressive. That? It's some sort of
what
drink.
Are you talking about, Buckfast?
It's like
what
a kind that? Of wine, but it's not. It's like a liquor at the same time, and it blows your head off. It's mental. But they only make it in Scotland. Scottish monks make it. True.
Made by Scottish monks, but they can't drink it, right?
No, they can't drink it, but they make it.
That sucks. I'd hate to
that
make
sounds,
it.
That sounds amazing.
We like the fact that whilst you've been here in the UK, you've been embracing the music as well, especially Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah, your remix of that's awesome.
Oh man, thank you guys so much. I absolutely love that song by Adele. I think she is bona fide the best vocalist in the world.
She's done so well in the States as well, hasn't she? She's been number one here, number one over there.
Yeah, she's killing it right now. And you know, she should be, because she's that incredible. And I just wanted to you know, not screw her song up, but also make it different enough that it wasn't like just recycling what already existed.
It's really atmospheric. I can imagine hearing it on one of those Ibiza chill out albums. Mm-hmm. It's got that vibe to it.
Thank you.
I like
appreciate
it.
That.
Now another song that you've also.
I like the thought of me being on your Ibiza chill out album.
Hey, we can all go
You're
over.
That.
Yeah, I'll make the album and we can all hang out on a yacht. I don't know where I'm going to get the yacht from, but I'll talk to some people, you know.
Steal one.
Have a word.
Me and Alex will take care of the yacht.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you worry.
Under cover of darkness.
And I'll lie there drinking Buckfast. Actually, no.
Not so much.
I'll have a mojito. You've also remixed Bow Chicka Wow Wow with Lil Wayne.
I did. Weezy jumped on that song.
I love the video.
Thank you. Thank you. Weezy jumped on that song. It was one of the first things he did after he got out of prison, so I'm really honored and excited to have a song with somebody as great as him.
Have you known him for that long?
We had a lot of fun shooting that video.
It looks like it. So for anyone who hasn't seen the video, it's like you two are roomies, kind of, and you both go on dates with these different girls, and they don't seem interested until they hear Bow Chicka Wow Wow, and then it's all over. Like, that's that.
Yes.
What was your inspiration behind that? Have you had those sort of experiences in the past with ladies where you've tried really hard on the first and second date to get them to notice you, to you know, get up close and personal? It's just not happened and you've had to do something magical?
Well, every guy who's on his game has a playlist or a go-to record that they can throw on, you know, when they have that special lady over and they're trying to set the mood right. So I wanted to make that record, you know, for everybody, for every guy that doesn't have one of those yet.
I think R. Kelly's 12 Play album is probably a lot of guys.
Well, there you go. I know what to have ready when we hang out. But I've had a couple like weird run-ins with this song now where people too close to me are using it. So like a couple of my best buddies have told me like that it's on their sex playlist. And I'm just like, yo, Ray, it's not cool for you to be doing your thing to my voice, man. Mm-hmm. Like, nah. That's really weird for me. Like, maybe there's some sort of underlying issue going on, but like, I'm not comfortable with this.
And what if,
for everybody else that isn't my, you know, my best friend, go crazy. That's what I did it for. But Ray, no.
And
stop it.
You know, like if halfway through the act itself, he suddenly realizes, oh yeah, it's Mike, and he calls her Mike by mistake, it's all over.
It's the kind of thing.
Yeah,
about...
the friendship is over at that point.
Done.
It's become totally something totally.
The
different.
Curse of what we do really is the same thing, because it's like any song that we might choose to play, chances are we've chatted to the person who's made it and had a conversation about bananas or, you know, cheese
so
or
you
something
might go,
like that.
Mike's bananas.
And they go, oh, okay. I just remember this moment where Adele was chatting to us and she told us about how her feet smell of cheese.
Oh my
and
God.
You just kind of remember stuff.
There's
like
a, there's a lot of questions I want to ask you about that last statement you just made.
We had this issue last time. Let's play your brand new song instead, Mike. Can you introduce it for us, man?
Yes. Without further ado, you are about to hear my new single, Please Don't Go. Check it out.
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight with Mike Posner.
Yay.
Still on the show. We're going to get you to choose one of your favourite songs from the charts at the moment very soon, Mike. But first, in Demand
Ooh,
tradition...
the pressure's on.
The pressure's on. Giving you time to think about it, though. We need to find out Mike Posner's favourite things. This is a little bit of a test that we pose to many a guest who grace our presence.
Yeah.
A test that you posed?
Yes, Mike Posner.
That we pose now to every guest.
Here's your first one. What's your favourite...
That's a good laugh.
Yeah, it's really fake.
I know, obviously. God.
I've been working on it for years, though. I'm trying to make it more, like, believable.
Okay, well, you keep thinking about that while we ask you about your favourite things.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
What is Mike Posner's favourite scary movie?
Well, I hate scary movies. I don't have a favourite.
Okay,
movie.
Your favourite girly movie?
Oh, Garden State.
Oh, I like that. That's good. With Zach Braff.
Yeah. That. Oh wait, it's a tie between that one and 500 Days of Summer. Those are like those are my guilty
pleasures.
That was
my favorite film of last year.
Yeah, Alex loved that. You two, like, you need to sit and watch movies together and start a bromance.
Do you not like the, Zoe, do you not like those movies?
How hot is Zoe?
I've not seen either of them, if I'm honest. Zoe.
Do you not like girly
like,
movies?
No, I like proper, like, I like action movies and stuff.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Should I not like films like that?
Like Con Air, that's good.
That's not an action movie.
It is.
Well, kind of.
Con Air? There's a lot of action in Con Air.
It's a comedy, though.
It's not a comedy.
Is it not? Oh, see, I don't see enough
Nick
films.
Nick Cage is an ex-con, man.
Oh, no, I have seen that, I think.
You must have seen
it. Anyway.
Favorite cheese, Mike Posner? Favorite cheese?
This is the most important question ever. Favorite cheese?
Okay, this is like a two-tiered answer. Like, if I'm going with... it really depends on the sandwich that it's going with.
Okay.
A tie between Munster and Pepper Jack.
Mm, nice.
Munster?
Munster.
What's that?
Oh, Lucy, you have a lot to
learn. Is it really tasty? Or is it quite mild? Because there's different cheeses,
no,
isn't
it's
there?
Definitely not mild. It's okay. Definitely not mild. It's like, it's an acquired taste.
Right, okay, I'm going to come visit you in the States and try some Munster cheese. what's your favorite aftershave?
That's a secret. I don't want people walking around smelling like me.
Oh, good answer.
Your favorite Madonna song?
Like a Virgin.
Amazing. And I've just got images of you dancing to that now. your favorite holiday ever that you've ever had? And where was it?
My favorite holiday that I ever had had to have been when I was in high school. I went to Cancun with about six of my best buddies.
Was it spring break?
It was definitely spring
break. Amazing. Every guy I know always goes, I want to go on spring break.
yeah, because it's awesome.
You nearly used your favorite swear word then, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was allowed to do it again.
You can do anything. You're Mike Posner.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome.
Dude, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
Glad
I
that we
miss
could all,
you guys.
We could all make it as a threesome this time.
Yeah, and you're following us on Twitter,
well,
so
easy
thank
there,
you.
Man. I don't know how I feel.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.